Hi, Mayor.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm great, thanks. How about yourself?
Excellent, thank you.
And this is a big start of a big week, probably one of the biggest here in the city for the holidays.
It is, and of course, with last year being a little messed up, this year is a little bit more important. I think people are really excited about the events coming up big time.
Absolutely. Before we talk about those, though, and there are a lot of them, I wanted to ask you about some really big news that came out of Quincy College this week regarding a baccalaureate program at a two-year school, the only one in Massachusetts.
Yes, Quincy College has not been resting on its laurels, if you will. I give a lot of credit to the president, Dr. DeCristofaro, but we've, you know, we overcame the nursing crisis, and, you know, the last couple of years has been battling, like every other community college, on enrollment because it's just not the number of kids there used to be. But they've stabilized, and they're doing well. And, you know, this was part of the mission a few years ago, the baccalaureate degrees, and they're starting one. I think a couple of programs. I think business management is one of them. But it's exciting. It really is. I think Quincy College has a great future, and I think that a lot of folks believe that, you know, the two-year is great, but there's some areas that we probably could serve the population they serve with the baccalaureate degrees in certain areas, and this is a great start.
And just last week, also, they announced the $300,000 grant from Mass General Brigham to develop a behavioral health program in their nursing program. So,
also exciting. Yeah. And Brigham Women is the cream of the crop in the industry. For them to recognize Quincy College with that, I think, is very, very encouraging.
So certainly the college is starting to make waves in the educational community, it sounds like, for sure.
It's good timing for them and for the city.
Yeah. Mayor, can we talk a little bit about fun? Let's talk about some fun. And it's already started, actually, with the Hall of Fame dinner coming up and then, of course, the big game on Thursday.
Yeah, actually, I was up at the Marriott last night. They had 350 Hungry Men dinner for my brother's keeper, which is out of Easton, but they also serve people in Quincy in need. So that was a nice start of the week, being Thanksgiving. But tonight we go to the Sons of Italy and the Hall of Fame dinner, which has been going on for decades now. And there'll be three inductees for Quincy High and three inductees for North Quincy High School. And, of course, they have all the seniors and the coaches at the dinner, and they talk about the kids and, of course, the big game coming up on Thursday. So it's a great tradition this whole week. Yeah, so then actually tomorrow we have our senior dinner at the Elks, sponsored by the Council on Aging and my office. And Thursday, of course, is the big game. The weather looks like it's going to be beautiful in the mid-50s.
Yes.
So that's great for people watching the game. Yes. I don't think the players care either way.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Certainly for those watching, it should help with the crowds, I would think, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of folks come back to the city this time of year just specifically for that event. So it's kind of
it's a bit of a reunion for people. They catch up with folks. In fact, you'd find that folks go in the same area because their friends know where to look for them.
Sure.
Whether it's standing in the end zone or a certain section. Again, it's all part of that great tradition there at the stadium.
Yeah.
I think it's the 89th year of this game.
Wow.
It's pretty remarkable.
How is the stadium, the facility itself? Is it staying up to date now that the cannons are gone?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Really in tip-top shape. And as you know, we replaced the turf field not long ago.
Yep.
It's the second turf field for the stadium. The seats are holding up well, and the place looks great. So we got some work to do on the wall, which is going to happen next year. And the old WPA brick wall, which is very handsome in itself, it's really a landmark. Needs some work, and we'll be dealing with that next year.
Okay, very good. Something to look forward to. That really is just, pardon the pun, the kickoff of a whole weekend of festivities.
Indeed. Friday night. In fact, I've heard from a lot of people saying they're going to be there Friday night, so I think we're going to have loads of folks for the tree lighting up in front of Town Hall, of course, on the Hancock Adams Common.
Yep.
And as you know, there are several trees lit for this, Joe, because two large ones in the colored lights, and then, of course, the promenade is those autumn-blazed maples are covered with the miniature white lights. And then we have the red, green, and white lights on some of the elms and some of the other trees in the backdrop of the Hancock Adams Common. Beautiful, nice wreaths and greens, and really is looking spectacular. So we're excited about that because I know a lot of kids really look forward to that night. And we'll have a singer for a few songs, and of course Santa will be stopping by to say hello to kids.
Mm-hmm.
It'll kick off the weekend.
The Santa mailbox, I know, is already accepting letters. Yes.
Yes, you may be a little old, Joe, but you can give it a shot. It is in front of City Hall. I know they're finishing up today and next couple of days on the nativity scene, the menorah, and some of the other holiday-related items. So, looking good.
Yeah. What are businesses saying, Mayor, about what's happening downtown, specifically this time of year?
Well, things like that event brings people to the downtown.
Yeah.
And it feeds the restaurants, and I know that the Chamber of Commerce is doing their pop-up marketplace.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool. I think that'll attract some folks as well. And in fact, I think they're opening up around the same time as we're turning the lights on. They're down at the Kilroy Square, of course, while we're up at the Hancock Adams Commonette. But Timmy Cahill and his group have taken responsibility for decorating the Kilroy Square area in conjunction with their plan for the Market Square. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's just a very short stroll down to Kilroy Square. If folks don't know what we're talking about, it's the old Hancock parking lot right across from the Fours restaurant.
That's right, the big garage in back. Yeah.
And
of course, Saturday, a little different this year.
Yes.
But Santa's still coming to Pageant Field. He's arriving a little differently. Still coming by air, but he'll be coming in by helicopter, so... I think that'll be a thrill to see him come in on the helicopter as well.
Okay, so no more parachuting.
Not this year. Santa was a little tired. The parachutes, he's going to do the helicopter instead.
Okay, very good. That's at noon on Saturday.
That's correct.
Leading up to the main events.
That's right, the big parade on Sunday. With Barry Welch, Michelle Hanley, all under the overseer of the commissioner, Teresa Dave Murphy, and a lot of the red kids work it. But it's a big event, and it's interesting, Joe, because I sometimes think our police department maybe, thinks too much and overkill, but after what we saw in Wisconsin, I understand why Captain McCusker and his team want all the streets blocked with vehicles, so that a few years ago you think in terrorism, but you weren't thinking about something crazy like that happened in Wisconsin.
Yes.
So, police pay attention to all that stuff. They do a nice job, so we're very happy with their work leadership on it. But it should be a great day. I haven't looked at the weather for Sunday, but for that matter, I haven't looked at it for any of the days except for Thanksgiving Day. But everyone loves a parade. There aren't the numbers they used to be because the world's a little different, but it's still a great event, and look forward to seeing folks along Hancock Street.
It's another event folks come back every year for here in Quincy, even if they're not living here anymore.
Yeah, they do. They come back with... they watched it as a kid. They came back with their kids or their grandkids now to check it out. It's really a tradition. And many of them, their folks are still around. They go back to their folks' house for a little leftovers from the Thanksgiving dinner. It's a great day.
Yeah. Two grand marshals this year that I know you wanted to mention, Mayor.
Yes, indeed. As we know what the challenges we've had the last couple of years, I really wanted to make note of the amazing work done by a health department, as well as Manor Community Health, really partnering to help us get through the challenges that we've had with COVID, but more importantly, some of the results results-oriented with the vaccination. But both the testing and the vaccinations were coordinated by Manor with our health department at a city building. We handle logistics; they handle the medical aspect. It was a tremendous partnership. I know that. In talking to other mayors, they did not have the same type of advantage of a partner like Manor. So we thought it was nice to recognize, but not only them, but all those in the health world that last couple of years have really put it on the line, done an incredible job for the population of Quincy and Massachusetts.
Absolutely. We have to discuss a little bit of business, Mayor, before we let you go. What will you be bringing to the City Council before the end of the year?
Well, we certainly do that. We set the tax rate. We usually bring that in late November, early December, and we're working on those numbers now. I've seen Milton's numbers and Weymouth numbers. They're both well over 300 on the average increase of single families. I think we'll be below that for sure. And then, of course, we we look at the calendar because of certain things. If you bring in, we'll die at the end of the year. So my guess is there'll be a lot more coming in after the first of the year, including the capital update on the capital improvement program, CIP, which we haven't done in a couple of years now. So that's due to be updated, both from the perspective of what's in it, and then, of course, going forward, what we'll need for appropriations to continue to deal with the needs and improvements of our facilities and buildings.
Mm-hmm. Will the federal pandemic relief funds help in some aspects?
Well, they may in certain areas. Okay. For example, the ARPA money can be used for similar things that COVID was used for in relation to buildings, such as air systems, mm-hmm. air quality, ventilation, that kind of stuff. We're bracing ourselves for the infrastructure bill.
Yes.
And we've got a team put together that we're going to be focusing on that in great detail. The rules and regs aren't completely out on that yet. It's not like ARPA and COVID where it's not all going to be formula based on population. It will be a combination of some formula, but a lot of competitive grant programs in there. So we're teaming, ramping up, I guess, for that and make sure that we bring back to the city a share of this infrastructure spending.
Sounds like the term shovel ready is going to be critical again.
Yeah, and we're in pretty good shape on a lot of projects. So I look forward to whatever the way it comes down, we'll be prepared and we'll be certainly grabbing our share. And we're in a good place in that we've got some good quality department heads, but also some of our contractors and engineers that we've been working on infrastructure right along. So I would argue probably a little ahead of the game with some other committees. So. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting that we'll be successful in some of those competitive areas.
Finally, Mayor, any announcement yet with an agreement with the teachers union?
No, there is another negotiating session scheduled for early December. Hopefully we can wrap it up before Christmas and the New Year. That would be nice. We'll see what happens.
Very good. I wanted to take a moment to wish you and your family and your staff a very, very happy and healthy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you, Joe, and to you also, and our friends at QATV, and all those out listening. Thanksgiving is one of my favorites. I think a lot of people say that. There's not a lot of stress to it, but there's a lot of eating and conversation and good times. So certainly I'm grateful and thankful to be the mayor of this great city, thankful for three healthy kids, a great wife, and an incredible team that I work with at City Hall. So to everybody out there, I wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving, and please join us on a number of the festivities that we have this weekend.
Yes.
And there's one more, Joe, that I know we can probably talk about next week. But
yes.
For the first time. In the General's Park and Bridge area, we'll be lighting that the following weekend on Sunday the 5th. But we're going to be dedicating that tree to active, currently serving servicemen and women from Quincy. So we'll be inviting families down. They'll fill out a ribbon with the young man or woman's name, and we're going to affix those ribbons to the tree. And keep them in our thoughts and prayers. They can't be home for Christmas with their families because they're serving. So we're thankful for them and for all of our veterans as well. And hopefully people can join us for that Sunday the 5th at 5.
That's great. Yeah, we'll sort of talk about that again next Tuesday as well.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much, Mayor.
Joe, have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Yep, bye-bye.
I know.